Welcome to the 2019 Baldies Awards. These are the deliberation videos. Let's see if I can say that. It's tough. We intend these things to be watched sort of after you watch the Baldies ceremony. So if you haven't seen that yet, maybe go check it out and then come back if you have questions or want to see the whole process. Maybe wonder why we voted a certain way. This is where you'll get all that information. Also, we're going to spoil every single bit of everything on this list. So if you haven't seen it all, don't watch this. If you haven't seen every piece of television and film that came out this year, you probably shouldn't watch. That's not true, because this is actually not intended to be a comprehensive list of everything that came out this year. It's actually just everything that we saw, either one of us saw, that came out somewhere between January 1st and December 31st, 2019. So if you're wondering, oh, why didn't X get included? It's probably because we didn't see it or it didn't come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think without further ado, let's check out the Baldies.
All right, let's cut to the crap. Let's cut to the list of movies and let's start deliberating. As you can see, the number one movie last year is Glass.
So far, it's the only one we've considered, therefore it's the best and worst. This movie, I hated it. I did not like this movie at all.
Do you just want to go through the list and talk about it, or do you want to actually go down the list?
I would say we could throw this one out straight away.
Yeah, but how do we, I thought we usually promote things. We go down and try to find things that need to go up rather than dragging things down.
Okay. I mean, at some point, do we ever take things off this list? I don't remember last year.
I don't think so.
Like, just the Baldies, 2019 period, 2018.
We shuffle it and we try to, like, we keep the top 10. So we're really looking for top 10.
Okay. So I know this won't be it. Maybe we should go down this list until we find a top 10
that's
potential.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Say it needs to go.
Glass is not it. Aquaman's not it. Lego Movie 2.
It's fine, but potential. It's not it either. It doesn't need to go up higher than 3.
It could definitely go above those other ones. But
Alita Battle Angel?
Not even anywhere near the
Captain Marvel?
Top 10.
Still, I can't imagine it's going to be top 10. I didn't particularly like this one.
List. I don't know. Maybe it was just a weak year in movies.
Pet Sematary? No. Hellboy? No. Avengers Endgame? I think probably should go up.
Yeah.
I quite liked the way they left the Avengers.
Men in Black International. God, we saw a lot of bad fucking
movies
last year.
Yes, we did, sir.
Jesus.
Dark Phoenix. Godzilla, King of Monsters.
It's not going to stay there, but it should go up.
Okay. I agree. It's low. Do you want to grab Aladdin and John Wick, too?
Yeah.
Just move them up as a block?
Absolutely. Detective Pikachu can go up. I like that much better than
Serious?
Glass.
Okay. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood
that
definitely
goes up. Ford v Ferrari up. Doctor Sleep up.
Okay, cool.
That's where it stops. El Camino up.
El Camino goes up to the tippy top?
No, just up to the bottom.
Joker,
of where
Ad Astra. Got to keep that up.
I didn't see Downton Abbey.
I'm going to throw them at the tippy top.
Yeah,
just throw
them all in there.
I don't give a fuck.
Let God sort it out.
All right. It Chapter 2,
We Are the Gods of Bald Movies.
It Chapter 2, Fast and Furious Presents.
Yeah, throw that up there.
How about Lion King? Spider-Man Far From Home.
That goes up.
Star Wars Tross.
Nope, Tross stays where it is.
Toy Story 4.
You missed Spider-Man.
I moved Toy Story 4 up, which I think is okay.
Yeah.
But I threw that up.
Just making arbitrary.
I am. Yeah.
Things here.
It's the power of the keyboard.
Polar, probably up. Velvet Buzzsaw. I don't know.
The Boy Who.
Those two, Boy Who Harnessed the Wind and High Flying Bird.
Yeah, these are just pulpy,
up.
Stupid films.
I mean, this is Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw is currently number 13.
But it's a good pulpy, stupid film.
Okay. yes, but it's pulpy and stupid. As is Polar.
Yeah, Polar was bad. I don't like Polar.
I didn't think Polar was bad, but okay.
You think
it was
Polar
all
was
style.
Bad?
I didn't think it had much substance, but it had some cool style.
Are you saying you want to move it up?
I'm saying it was a fucking much better movie than Glass. And Aquaman.
Okay, so
and
that's
Alita
the line.
Battle Angel.
Oh, what about Velvet Buzzsaw?
I ultimately didn't end up liking it all that much.
But it was stylish.
It was, but I didn't like it.
All right, I'm going to move Polar up. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind and High Flying Bird.
Yeah, both.
Saw Io, I didn't.
Io does not deserve to go up any higher.
What about I Am Mother?
No, also no. I was let down by that movie.
Deadwood, the movie.
Yeah, that goes up.
Extremely Wicked Shock.
That can go up. I mean, it's not going to get top 10, certainly, but it belongs higher on this list for sure.
Extremely Wicked, Shocking and Vile.
But anything that I don't think could potentially make top 10 shouldn't be in this.
I think Knives Out, and you haven't seen it, but Parasite needs to go way up too.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Parasite, but Knives Out was great.
Well, it's a certain type of lifestyle. All right. So Glass is this is the shit tier. That actually works. We got a top 20. This is all shit tier. Maybe if we have, Lego Movie. That's not, this hurt my feelings to say that.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't move that up. That seems like it belongs up higher.
All right. I feel like we've got this. So does Polar deserve to be in the top?
Top 21?
Now what do we do?
Now we got to fight for top 10, I think.
Is there interest in ranking these all out, or do we just go back to the top?
No, the stuff that's definitely not going to make it,
uh-huh.
I don't think we even need to talk about it.
So is there anything 21 that needs to go up for consideration? Polar, no. I say no. Glass, I say no. Really disappointing Glass. Yeah. Aquaman, I say no. Alita Battle Angel, I say terrible. No. Captain Marvel.
That one's the borderline one for me.
Yeah. It's not very good, though.
It's not
going to
make the top 10. I know that.
I don't know if I like it better than any of these that we've already got in the top 20, but
right.
I actually like Hellboy. I thought it was not a bad film. I don't know why people hate it as much as they did. I thought David Harbour got a bad shake on that, but I'm not going to say it.
I thought the humor was
20.
Bad for the most part.
Yeah. Men in Black International, I didn't like much. Dark Phoenix, no. Zombieland, no. Downton Abbey is better than this. It was a great film. If you like Downton Abbey, it was a great film. I'm gonna like it better than...
Whoa.
What the hell just happened? I'm going to like it better than Captain Marvel.
I think Lion King's getting short shrift, but it wasn't great. It's not going to make the top 10.
Are you serious? Because I thought Lion King was cover your eyes bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Wrong-headed, bad. But I'll fuck it. Fuck it. I'll move it up underneath Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it'll be.
I like it better than Polar. Well, I don't. That's not even true. 10. Okay. I'm cool. There's a bunch of It Chapter 2 is not bad. It's just felt redundant. I'll move that up.
If we're going for not bad, definitely not in the top 10 though. Extremely Wicked, Shocking, and Vile goes up.
It's not great. That's the thing. There's
did you even
opinions,
see that?
Huh?
Did you even see Extremely Wicked, Shocking,
and Vile?
Oh.
The hot serial killer
movie?
It's
Ted Bundy, so obviously.
Fine. I'll put that up right underneath the other.
Yeah, he's murderous, but,
serial killer clown. Okay, well, we'll see how much time we got. We might fuck around.
Might kill you, but
he'll
fuck you first. Okay.
All right.
Knives Out. That's a strong number one contender.
Here's my hot take.
Yeah.
On Parasite. Parasite is the better Korean horror version of Knives Out. They are both playing with similar themes of class.
I have no fucking idea what that could possibly mean.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a Korean horror version.
A Korean
of
horror
Out.
Version of Knives Out. With less whodunit and more just the relationship between it's a movie about
it's like a murder mystery.
No, not
well,
really.
I mean, as much as The Ring is a murder mystery, right?
But you know how the central thing in Knives Out is you had this Latina woman who was working for this wealthy family, and there's this whole whether she's on the inside of the trust circle, and that is kind of the inverse of that relationship in Parasite. It's about one person, this one lower class Korean family, lucks their way into one member of the family lucks their way into a tutor role for the wealthy, privileged child of this family, and then they use that relationship to get all of the family hired. They don't ever disclose that. This is my dad, but it's oh, you're looking for a driver. My dad's this guy I know who's driven for such and such a celebrity is looking for work, and they get the dad on driving the car.
Do they then kill all of the family and
then
get their
inheritance? Yeah, the housemaid they want to get Damam in there, so they have to frame the housemaid for something. Oh,
Jesus.
And it just goes insane. It's really it's really good, and I liked it. Everyone was losing their mind about Knives Out, but I thought Parasite was the better film. And it's not as much fun, but it's the better film examining these kind of similar issues in caste/class warfare.
If you have a Knives Out that's not as much fun, I feel like you have a much worse movie, though.
Well, but it's kind of like if you had...
Because it's all about the fun and the style and the twists and the... Yeah, like...
I mean, it's like saying Chucky is a less funny version of Toy Story. You know, it's like, but it's a completely different thing, you know? Yeah. It's about a boy and his friend, his best friend of his toy, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, Chucky stabs people and Woody doesn't. That's the difference between Knives Out and Parasite. But Parasite's really good. It's worth watching if you like Knives Out, I don't know that you're going to guarantee to like Parasite. But, I mean, I feel like I've painted a picture of Parasite and you're going to either be intrigued or not. I probably will fight for its inclusion in, like, a top 10 type scenario, but... Mm-hmm. Is El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, better than Knives Out?
Already we're getting to the tough choices. Why does this have to happen?
I know.
Let's pick something easier.
Okay. Is Joker better?
Yeah. Is Joker going to make the top 10?
Yes, absolutely. I can't imagine it won't.
Okay. What are some things that are currently in this top movies list that we don't think are going to make the top 10? Can we narrow this list even more?
Godzilla.
Okay, that's a perfect example. Yeah.
All right, let's see how far Godzilla falls. Godzilla better or worse than Aladdin?
Probably worse. Definitely John Wick 3. Yeah.
Worse than John. I didn't like it.
Worse than John Wick 3. Definitely worse than Spider-Man.
Detective Pikachu? I didn't like Detective Pikachu. And I thought Godzilla at least had some cool monster. Godzilla's not good.
No, it's not amazing.
Godzilla... was better than the previous outing, but there's just a problem with these big monster movies they're making, which they don't have a really good handle on the human element.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, I think Godzilla's going to fall pretty far down this list.
Okay. It's worse than... I think it's worse than that.
Boy, is much better, yeah.
Worse than High Flying Bird.
Uh-huh.
Worse than A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That's going to go way up for me. Way worse than Ford vs. Ferrari. Uh-huh. Worse than Dr. Sleep.
Uh-huh.
Worse than Fast and Furious.
Uh-huh.
Worse than Toy Story 4.
Yep.
Worse than Lego Movie 2, the second part.
This is where I start to go, okay, maybe.
I think it is, but this is about its level. Maybe you're like right below Downton Abbey. I think this fell out of the top 20 for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds like Detective Pikachu might also be another one that falls.
We'll see. Is that what we were wanting to do? We're wanting to find ones that go out?
Things that we're pretty sure are not going to make top 10.
Let's play this with Aladdin. Aladdin, worse than John Wick?
I'm borderline on that. Like, John Wick 3 was disappointing to me because it was the same thing over and over again. They shot their wad right at the beginning of that fucking movie.
You're right.
It was all downhill from there for me.
You are not wrong about that, sir. Hold on a second. Let me look up and see what I said about Bald Move, about John Wick. John, what I said about Bald Move right after this is it's just a mistake. Let's see. Has some of the finest action sequences we've ever seen, but also rapidly approaching diminishing returns in terms of quality... or quantity over quality. We're all for combat innovations, including insane knife work, horse and dog augmented combat, and up-armored adversaries, but there's only so many times you watch Keanu kill a guy with a gun before you start checking your watch. The third act where it's just endless dudes in body armor and John Wick has to quintuple tap these guys. Yeah. But it's better than Aladdin.
Aladdin was great except for... I'm trying to think what was the exception that I didn't like in Aladdin. There was
just the whole concept. It's a movie that doesn't need to be made. It's like, it's fine.
Really? Because I felt like this updated Jasmine in a way that needed to be done. Right. Like Aladdin is the one exception to these Disney movies that actually might need to be done.
Yeah. The problem is, and Will Smith didn't try to like out Robin Williams. Robin Williams, he kind of did his own thing.
It's not as good as Spider-Man, I can tell you that. I think these are flipped. Like we've got
we've
got some serious issues here in the list because Spider-Man's going to go up.
I like it better than Detective Pikachu. So you want to just leave it right here for now?
Sure, for now. That sounds good.
Okay, let's play this game with John Wick 3. Is it better than Deadwood?
Worse than Spider-Man.
Worse than Spider-Man? Is it worse?
I think.
Is it worse than The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind?
God, those are such different movies.
You're not wrong. I think The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is very good.
I did too. Yeah, based on a true story and like...
I mean, it's much worse than A Beautiful... Like, okay, let me try something here.
Are we doing this wrong? Should we move things up?
These things need to go way up.
I think so.
I don't know about the next class of movie, but I'm just going to throw them to the top. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because that's how I think we
let's
fix
do it.
These
Take
things.
The really good things and throw them to the top. Spider-Man to the top.
Spider-Man to the top.
Like, are we agreed that Spider-Man generally is better than Avengers Endgame, or does Avengers need to go
no,
to the top?
No, I think Avengers Endgame is a once in a decade event that was built carefully. I feel very strong. That was one of my best. It might be a top five for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was but Spider-Man's really just a really good Spider-Man film.
And you have a certain amount of affinity for like Marvel in general, mm-hmm. and so Avengers like really hits with you, I think. Whereas Spider-Man, those smaller, more fun, intimate stories are better for me.
So what else do we? What do you think about Fast and Furious? It's one of the best action.
I really loved it.
I think it's better than John Wick. Did you have more fun watching John Wick or Hobbs and Shaw? Because for me, it's no contest.
What was the best scene in Hobbs and Shaw? Was it the transforming car fight?
There's the truck centipede.
Truck centipede.
There's The Rock leading his Samoan family in a melee combat with the bad guys because they have smart guns or some shit. Every scene with Idris Elba kicking ass as a super soldier was amazing. There was The Rock.
I definitely enjoy the action pieces more in Fast and Furious. John Wick 3 had one that blew my fucking mind. That knife scene
is
so goddamn good. That horse scene.
Where he's using the horse as like a shotgun, essentially. Like
silly, but Fast and Furious funny. Is fucking silly.
Yeah.
But Fast and Furious delivered more consistently, I think, because all the other fight scenes, John Wick.
Everything in Fast and Furious built and built and built, and its third act was satisfying, whereas John Wick kind of ran out of steam in the last act.
It just
act.
Faded, yeah. It went from, God damn, this is amazing, to I've seen 100 of these now.
Yeah, like, okay, if you're not a video game aficionado, you don't know this term, but there's a derisive term for bosses called bullet sponge, mm-hmm. where it's not fun. You just have to, like, hit a guy with 100 bullets for some reason. I felt like they bullet sponged all the enemies in the last act of John Wick, and it was not fun.
Yeah.
It's fun watching him blow guys' brains out, like, 5-6 at a time. It's not fun watching him systematically break down a dude's body armor to
is it fun
invariably blow his brains out
watching 100 dogs bite 100 crotches. Is that fun? Because that's what we saw in that movie.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. And like I said, the knife fight is worth the price of admission alone. I don't know if there's anything in Hobbs and Shaw as cool as that knife fight.
There is not. I don't know that I've ever seen anything as cool as that knife fight.
But Hobbs and Shaw, I think, deliver. I don't know. That's okay. We're kind of stalled out on this.
They'll run in a pack for a while, I'm sure.
Do you want to go back to the top and see?
I thought we were sending things to the top that we thought needed
to
be
there.
All
right, do you want
to... Boy Who Harnessed the Wind might need to go to the top.
Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Avengers obviously need to
go to the top.
What about High
Flying Bird?
High Flying Bird I liked.
It's kind of a stunt, you know, a shot on an iPhone, Steven Soderbergh kind of flexing on Hollywood doing that. I think the plot was in very inherently interesting about like sports agents and athletes
and
versus owners. And
Yeah, and agencies versus like management agencies, and leaves you with a big question at the end, I think, that was kind of good. Like, will this guy, now that he's on the inside, uphold the values that he's been preaching, or will he turn into one of the fat cats?
Yeah, because it seemed like he used that kid to further his own career rather than emancipate him, what it seems like they're going to. But yeah, I like that. I like that. But I don't know.
I mean, I would say...
I mean, so High Flying Bird is better than fucking Pikachu, so let's put it to the top.
Yeah, throw it to the top.
Now, is there anything else? Like, Toy Story 4?
I like Toy Story 4.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's do this. Let's do this in the opposite. Is Toy Story 4 better than Hobbs and Shaw?
These apples and oranges questions are always so tough.
I say no.
No.
Although I did like Toy Story 4. I
mean, Toy Story 4 was the surprise. Like, can they do this again? Oh my God, yeah, they did it again.
I tell you what, we need to remember this for high risk, high reward, because there was no reason to come back Toy Story 3. In fact, I'm going to make a note there. Because I know we want to fill out some of these categories.
Yeah. Maybe we can have our producer throw that into the high risk, high reward list.
I'll bold it.
That I don't believe we have currently.
Okay, so is Toy Story better? I say no, it's not better than Fast and Furious, but I don't not sure why. I think it is better than John Wick, though.
It's hard to say. Okay, I'm happy if you take John Wick and put it below Toy Story and start moving these up as a pack. Because I would say all of these movies are maybe better than
Detective Pikachu,
Aladdin,
and Aladdin.
Yeah.
What the hell? How
did
this
get bolded? We might have like a really strong top 15.
I don't know how that fucking got bolded, but whatever. All right, so we're going to now it's not better than Deadwood.
No.
So let's leave it there for now.
Deadwood was so good.
Okay.
Anything in here that doesn't belong in the top 16? Because I think Aladdin might be our cutoff for like
serious contention.
These are the really good movies.
Yeah. It doesn't belong in the top 10.
I think you make a case for all these.
Yeah. If we're talking about top 16, top 10 is going to be really vicious. Knife, John Wick style knife fight. Maybe some crotches will get torn apart. Okay. So do you want to start playing this game with The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind? See how far it falls.
How far it falls?
It's currently at number one. Is it better than High Flying Bird?
Yeah.
Okay. Is High Flying Bird better than Spider-Man?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Okay.
I say no.
Wait, should we do this the other way around? Should we be questioning, is Spider-Man better than High Flying Bird? So we can move these up one at a time? Or
okay, so where do you want to start? Do you want to start at...
I think you start at the top of the list and you go down, and each time you're looking, are we moving this up?
Okay, well, Boy Who Harnessed the Wind should not go higher than one. Right. High Flying Bird, I think, is not better than The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
I agree.
Spider-Man's better than both of them.
Fuck me, yeah. Yeah, God, that movie's so much fun.
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Okay,
wait,
let's do this.
Happened?
Spider-Man, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Ford versus Ferrari, Doctor Sleep. Tell me when a movie's not better than Boy Who Harnessed the Wind or High Flying Birds.
I could almost go with... Ford versus Ferrari is not as good as Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they really shortchanged a chunk of that movie, which is like the wife story. Like, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
And so maybe they go up, but Ford versus Ferrari
stops
after
High Flying
Bird.
It's just a shallow film. Like, these guys built a car to beat for an American prick to rub his ass,
his face.
Italian prick's face.
Yeah.
Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, like, saved his village with his ingenuity.
Yeah. And it's at least partially a real, true life story. So,
having said that,
incredible.
Spider-Man and Mr. Really Rogers good. Is better than The Boy Who Fought the Harnessed the Wind, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Take him up.
All right. So, Ford vs. Ferrari is
better than High Flying Bird. I think.
Yeah, I guess. It's debatable, but okay. Dr. Sleep?
Man, I like Dr. Sleep.
I like Dr. Sleep a lot.
I liked it. I enjoyed it personally more than High Flying Bird. High Flying Bird left me...
I liked it more than Ford versus Ferrari. Because Ford versus Ferrari, the other thing, Ford versus Ferrari did not surprise me one bit.
It was every racing movie you've ever seen.
But it's very well made. It's very well acted. The driving stunts are incredible. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sleep surprised me. Like, I didn't know what to expect. And there's a couple things that I thought were very hard to watch. There's a couple, like, just really beautiful, like the way they visualize Rose the Hat, like psychically navigating the landscape and searching for the little girl to eat was amazing. There's a cut, like the last act was essentially a twist of a twist, which caught me by surprise. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would put it right underneath Mr. Rogers. I don't think you can best Mr. Rogers.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, so Dr. Sleep going to number 3 slot right now. Knives Out. I like it better than... I don't like it better than Dr. Sleep. In fact, I don't know that I like it better than Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
Your cursor right now is turning the S in Spider-Man into a dollar sign, and I'm really loving it.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Okay, anyway, back to... Knives Out is better than High Flying Bird. Knives Out better than might be better than Ford versus Ferrari.
I think it's better than Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah,
but I don't. I think that's where for me.
There, like, you're going to have to really get into the nuances.
I don't know. I think it's probably better than A Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
I mean, that's a discussion we'll have to have. Just general feeling right now, it's good where it is.
Okay,
and let's keep moving.
Parasite. You have no. I'm just going to move this with Knives Out.
Okay, because they're the same movie, just different countries.
Well, no, I mean, they're like the shadowy reflection of each other, maybe. Okay, here's an interesting one. El Camino. I really like this film.
I think this is a very warranted addition to the Breaking Bad lore.
I also think this is a good word for high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Because if this had just sucked, I don't think it tarnishes the reputation of Breaking Bad, but it starts to tarnish the reputation of Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
Okay, so how high are we moving? You like it better than High Flying Bird?
I do.
Do you like it better than Ford versus Ferrari?
I do.
I like it better than Knives Out.
That's where it gets sticky for me. I need a discussion around that. But if you want to put it above that for now, yeah, go for it.
But not... Okay, let's leave it there. Okay. Joker. Okay. I like
this movie's tough, man. I thought Joker was doing some audacious things. I don't know what the message of that movie is supposed to be.
That's a very good question.
Because
it's all over the fucking place.
One message of that movie, I absolutely abhor. The other message of that movie, I potentially really love.
What message do you abhor?
The idea that this violence we need to take to the streets, and like there's this alt-right message of this fucking Joker thing, this incel bullshit. That's
do you
like,
think that? I thought that was something people are afraid of. I didn't see it in the film. At no point did
but
I think.
But people are talking about it in those terms, and I agree with you. Like, I came out of that movie thinking there was a much more like nuanced message in there.
But I thought it was a cautionary tale, like, if we don't do something different, this is what will happen. And, like, I don't think it's endorsing that, but...
Right, it's hard to tell. Like, what do the filmmaker have in mind? I think you see it very differently depending on your opinion when you go in.
Plus, I honestly don't know, like, the filmmaker was making the film he thought he was making. So
does that take points away?
Nah, I'm a big death of the author kind of guy. Like, it's you stand on how it hits you.
Yeah.
I mean, me personally,
I think it is potentially top 10. Yeah.
So is it better than High Flying Bird? I say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Better than Ford versus the other thing is, like, man, we're not judging acting, and we don't do it in movies, but holy shit. Like, I almost wish there was a best actor in a movie, because he would definitely get a lot of attention on that. Better than Parasite, I think so. Better than Knives Out, for sure, I think so. Better than El Camino, for sure. I actually think it's better than Dr. Sleep, but it's not going to break through Mr. Rogers.
Huh. Okay.
I want to strop it here just because I'm afraid I'll forget what I'm doing. What do you think? Dr. Sleep or Joker?
I'm definitely more confused about Joker than I am Dr. Sleep, which makes me appreciate it less.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep doesn't have any shades of gray, really.
Right. And it makes me wonder about it more, and I'm not sure how much I appreciate that movie, because I definitely need a second watch on Joker to really understand how I feel about that movie. But
I will say that this is an extremely smart adaptation of a work that it tries to split the difference between the book version of The Shining and the movie version of The Shining, kind of do honor to both. I think it was a great adaptation. I haven't read all of Dr. Sleep, but I kind of read some differences between. I don't know. Smart adaptations are fun, or I think impress me more. When you get one that's like this, where it's like, man, what is canon? And it's splitting the difference. And I don't know. I like Dr. Sleep a lot, but I think Joker's the better film.
Okay.
Like, man. Anyway. Where are we going to go down now?
I think Ad Astra needs to go up.
What about Deadwood?
I mean, Ad Astra, Avengers, and Deadwood all probably need to go up. Fast Furious might need to go up.
Let's not move them all.
I get the feeling the High Flying Bird is and Ford versus Ferrari are going to end up dropping out of the top 10 pretty quickly.
Could be. Okay, so what are we doing with? Should we do this individually? I don't know about moving these all up. How about Ad Astra? Let's play this game. Let's do this in. Yeah, let's do this individually.
I like Ad Astra. I think it's not a perfect movie.
Better than these two. Better than these.
But I mean, the fucking Moon Rover scene alone is worth its time. It's got some problems in some other action scenes, like him jumping onto the spaceship.
I think it's around Dr. Sleep, Boy Who Harnessed Quality.
You think so? Better than El Camino?
I'm a massive science fiction fan.
Yeah, me too.
And it served up a lot of, in fact, I would have liked a lot. I thought it lost the plot a little bit when they went to Mars.
Yeah. As soon as he tries to get onto that ship. I liked the ending, I think, more than you did, but.
Because I remember really liking the ending, too.
Is that true? I don't know. I really liked the. I don't know. That father-son relationship, the sort of horror of Tommy Lee Jones having murdered everyone and taken their life force, no doubt. I don't know. I'm looking at that and I'm thinking El Camino is where we have to start talking in more detail about it.
Okay, but it's better than Knives Out? I think so.
I think so.
Knives Out's a fun film.
It's a lot of fun.
It's like a much, much, much better version of Clue.
Send your hate mail to a.ron@baldmove.com.
I'll defend that shit. Let's see. So that leaves us with Avengers Endgame. I like it better than High Flying Bird, Ford versus Ferrari, Parasite, Knives Out, Ad Astra, El Camino, Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, Dr. Sleep, Joker. I like it better than Spider-Man, but I don't like it better than the Mr. Rogers documentary. Or, well, whatever the hell you call.
Yeah.
Biopic. Pseudo-biopic.
Biopic.
That's going to be some interesting argument. And Deadwood. I like Deadwood better than High Flying Bird, Ford versus Ferrari. Stop me if you disagree.
Keep going.
Parasite, keep Knives Out, going. Ad Astra.
Keep going.
Really? Okay.
Dude, Deadwood is the perfect movie to end that series, I think.
Yes.
I love Deadwood.
But as a standalone movie.
As a standalone movie, it's fine. Like,
I mean, I guess I can say the same thing about Avengers Endgame. As in a standalone movie, sucks.
That's a shitty movie.
It's incomprehensible.
Right.
It's part two of a movie that's itself like in cap of a whole decade of filmmaking.
Deadwood for me is a strong number one contender.
Holy
this year.
Shit.
I mean, maybe it's recency bias because I marathoned through all of Deadwood before that.
Yeah.
All of Deadwood, getting immersed in those characters and then going and seeing the movie the next day.
You didn't watch all of Deadwood, though, did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I got through
all three seasons.
I got through most of it before the movie, and then I went back and finished it after the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But I read synopsis of like what happened before.
Okay, so you're liking it better than Avengers, even better than like you're saying this might be a number one. Okay, I'm
for me,
put up
this could
one.
Be a number one contender.
All right. Let's see. I think we're getting there.
Yeah, I think Fast and Furious is what we're talking about now.
I don't think it goes higher than where it's at.
I don't, with this lineup, I don't know that it's going to make the top 10. Because honestly, I think Knives Out is a more fun movie than Fast and Furious. And if all you're bringing
it's debatable.
Fun,
it's certainly a better, it's a more elegantly constructed.
Oh, yeah.
Although, like just the way that you can set these, the way you can stitch these set pieces together, that's kind of its own kind of elegance to these action set pieces.
That's true.
But I think, yeah, I think that Fast and Furious, I might put it above High Flying Bird. Oh, you know what? I like it better than Ford versus Ferrari and a High Flying Bird.
Okay.
But again, if we're going for a top 10, I that's usually what we go for.
Right.
This is where it's going to drop for me. Toy Story 4, I think those are about right. God, this is a good year for movies, and we didn't even watch. I think we're missing two or three Oscar films.
It was also a really bad year for movies. I feel like
was it?
Movies did everything. I mean,
well,
if you look at the bottom
of
this list,
the floor was low.
Yeah,
the floor was low, and some of them are really disappointing. Like, Star Wars, Zombieland, Dark Phoenix.
Like, we're not going to debate. Because Dark Phoenix was worse than Star Wars, I think. But, like,
sure.
We're not going to debate this bottom list.
You know
list.
What? I wouldn't mind seeing how high Star Wars rises, though.
I mean, it's definitely better than Zombieland.
Okay, let's do it.
Definitely
it.
Better than Dark
Fuck
Phoenix.
It. Fuck it. Star Wars, better than Dark, better than Men in Black, better than...
My nostalgia is going to cloud this
better
shit.
Better than Hellboy?
Much. I mean, Glass needs to drop way down this list if you're asking me, because I think Pet Sematary and Hellboy are both better than Glass.
Yes.
Alita Battle Angel needs to go down. Like,
okay, so I don't know where I'd put Star Wars. It's certainly not better than it.
No, it's
around.
Star Wars just doesn't hang together. Plot, like, for on a basic fundamental plot structure, it does not hang together. It's a poorly made movie.
Yeah.
Poorly written movie.
If you liked it, great. But like, it's the rare movie where it didn't seem to course correct enough to please the people who were reasonably pleased with The Force Awakens, which I put myself in that category. And it seems like it almost universally pissed the fuck off of people that liked The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know what to do with that. I don't know. Like I said, is it better? Man, that's pretty bad. That's almost didn't make the top. It didn't make the top 20. Almost didn't make the top 30.
I think it's a bad movie is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do with bad movies? You don't rank them, I guess.
Yeah.
There.
Well, and we're not. Like, this is the only way you're going to get. We're only going to do a top 10 on the show, on the big show.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Why did we go down here just to see if Star Wars could get out of the top 20?
I think so.
Like I said, you can quibble. Like, I think I probably liked it more than these two, but it's not as good a movie as it. The Lion King, I don't know. Captain Marvel, no. And I don't even like Captain Marvel that much.
But at least it had a plot structure that held together.
Yeah. I mean, it's not better than Downton Abbey or Lego or Detective Pikachu.
No.
Maybe we'd sweat the top 20. And we'll just leave it there. All right, where were we at?
I think we're.
I think
Toy
we're getting
Story 4.
We're getting in brass tacks. Like, I think we've. Do you want to sort the? Do you want to go through the top 20 again?
I think the place where we're going to have conversations is around
the top.
We start having conversations is around like 10 through 12. Well, 8 through 12 is all going to be like. Where do we want to put these?
Where are you with A Beautiful Day in a Neighborhood?
It's a beautiful film.
I like it better than Spider-Man and Deadwood. Okay.
Deadwood's tough.
Now, Avengers I like better than Spider-Man and Deadwood, but I think you and I will disagree on that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Avengers better than Spider-Man, no way. But.
Oof. How do we resist? Because, man, this is the first this is the first time in a while we might be at loggerheads with the top 10.
I mean, I respect what Avengers did. And for people who are invested in seeing that, how could you get any better? How could you do any better than Avengers Endgame?
I don't think you could say... And in fact, the one problem I had of is why did Steve Rogers pass over Bucky for the winter for Captain America, like, completely resolved, because I guess that's what actually happens in the comics. Captain America does flip it to this Falcon guy, and Bucky's also kind of a lunatic. I mean, he's some damaged goods. He doesn't need to be Captain America.
Yeah.
So the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, that actually makes a lot of sense. So I thought you can't do a better end cap off of a 10-year movie project. I don't think.
No, I'm with you.
So I like it from that alone. I like it better than Spider-Man, but I don't know how to. We've never really had serious loggerhead disagreements like this.
No, I mean I see what you're saying, and I appreciate it. Even though I don't personally enjoy the movie as much because I'm not as invested in that story, I totally get why it could go higher than Spider-Man. I'm not saying Spider-Man has to be higher than Avengers. I'm simply saying I appreciate it more than Avengers.
Spider-Man is pretty great. Plus, it also did a pretty good job of dealing. It had a lot of things it had to wrestle with, like the death of Tony Stark was, very important to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. The post-snap society, where all these kids came back and they've missed 5 years of their life.
I mean, the question going in was, how the hell were they gonna?
Yeah.
How the hell were they gonna say, Tom Holland, Spider-Man's been gone
mm-hmm.
for X amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Won't his classmates notice?
No, they answered all that within like the first 5 minutes, and it's funny. It was poignant. Yeah. I think the villain was a little weak. Jake Gyllenhaal, the Mysterio thing, although
slightly, his abilities I thought were really cool. Like that techno, illusionary sort of thing is near and dear to my heart because it's closer to sci-fi than it is to fantasy. But I didn't think it was a perfect movie, but I had a lot of fun with it. And like you said, I think Avengers Endgame is a more important movie. And if you asked any Marvel fan which one they like better, it's Avengers, certainly.
All right. Well, then there you go.
I'm with you. I think it belongs higher on the list. It's just...
Man, that's the thing, is like there's not a bad film in this top 10.
And especially this top 4. I don't know how we sort this out.
Because I guess I like the Marvel projects better than Joker, but boy, Joker's mm-hmm. really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Deadwood to be the number 2 movie, though. Holy shit.
Is there anything you didn't like about Deadwood?
No, Deadwood is fine. It's really good. It's really
Deadwood's
good.
Deadwood's amazing for the capper to that series.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
What happened?
Let me see what I said about Deadwood. Ball move. Let's see. Thoroughly enjoyed the time I spent at the old camp. Time
I guess the one complaint is I didn't see Timothy Olyphant lay down the law on anybody, really. He didn't get the opportunity to lay down the law on fucking what's his name?
Ian McShane's character?
Because
like I said, that's not the...
No, oh, the out of towner who
yeah,
comes
yeah,
in
yeah,
and
yeah.
To...
The wealthy guy, the big money guy.
Yeah, the guy that they tricked.
Ran him out of town, though, didn't they?
I think so. He didn't get to kill
fucking
him.
Burnt that guy. Like,
it's appropriate, but he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he set fire to? The electric grid? Or the phone lines?
Yeah. So he wanted to run the phone lines into town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to buy this guy's land, but he wasn't selling, so he had to kill him.
And then he went and waged an economic war against
him. Yeah, and I think he set fire to all the poles that they were going to put up.
Yeah.
Timothy Olyphant did.
I feel like he did some fair amount of law laying.
He did. There were a couple guys who were, they were going to hang, and they were the criminal. Like, they were the lead on this guy having killed the other guy.
Yeah.
They were the assassins or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he went and tried to lay down the law. One of them got shot. The other, maybe he shot one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, he, I think, saved from being strangled, but then he wouldn't talk anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little hazy on the exact details, but
yeah,
like,
that's the other thing. Is like, man, like that's a lot of movies.
These movies that we saw fully a year ago get short shrift in this. It's unfortunate.
So
there's our transparency at work. Like our bias is recency.
Yeah, but this thing is like you don't like the cape shit better than Deadwood.
That's one of my biases, yeah.
And I like the cape shit. I think I take nothing away from Deadwood. I just don't think Deadwood is as impressive an accomplishment as Avengers, and it's not. Although it's
man, David Milch.
I don't think there's any flaws in Deadwood too. I was prepared to poke some holes and see some flaws in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And like, as in fact, the problems I was having with it as I was watching, like, resolved within the scenes themselves. And I'm like, oh God, I see what they're doing now. This is so, man, is it going to be the number one movie? Jesus.
Can we also just make the point that Deadwood was written by a man who is struggling with a serious brain illness right
now? Right. He is written single-handedly by a guy who's in the throes of like Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia.
The fact that this movie holds together perfectly, in my opinion, that this movie is still as sharp as he was on Deadwood.
Yeah. He's doing the same Milt shit where he's rewriting shit and like the last minute stuff. It's just Well, let's see if we can do it something else.
Yeah, we'll debate something else.
Well, let's say go to El Camino. That's another one I know we had a bit of a debate in us about.
I'm trying to figure out how much my bias here is just Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
How much I think this is a good movie because it's set in the Breaking Bad universe.
And I feel like this movie had a flaw or two, whereas I don't think there's a serious flaw in any of the top four right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with that. I don't think El Camino is going to break.
And
then
maybe the Joker, like its flaw was its politics or its message was a little muddled. Cause you're right. It was more of a cautionary tale than a, like, you know, this is what you should or shouldn't do. But I don't think El Camino is going to break. I don't think it's going to get, I think it's better than Doctor Sleep. And then there's a debate to be had about it being better than Joker, maybe Spider-Man, but no fucking way is it better than Avengers, Deadwood, or A Beautiful Day.
No. I would honestly be willing to consider Knives Out versus El Camino.
Okay. Do you want to leave El Camino where it's at, or do you want to squeak it by The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind?
God. The thing about El Camino is that I'm a big Breaking Bad fan, mm-hmm. and I felt like this was a piece of the puzzle that was missing coming out of Breaking Bad. Who was central to the plot and
got short shrift.
Deserved a wrap-up.
Short shrift the final season.
Got shafted the final season.
Getting to see Aaron Paul be doing really good work again was a treat. Oh, so many fans, like the first third of that, the first act of that with the skinny Pete and Badger stuff, super nostalgic, with the junkyard guy.
Really inventive, cool camera stuff, which Breaking Bad is known for. Like that overhead shot of that apartment and him searching around it with all the different Jessies is like,
all right,
top notch.
Controversial. Controversial?
Yes.
Okay, I think so too.
I think that's where you get real controversial.
I think this feels right.
We need to discuss Knives Out at some point.
Okay, let's do it now. Knives Out better than Ad Astra.
I came out of Knives Out really impressed.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Everyone on my Twitter feed and on Reddit fucking hyped me out of the world for Knives Out.
See,
and I think a lot of people Knives Out took by surprise.
I didn't
have any expectations. Like, oh my God, this is a really thoughtful, fun, twisty thing.
I thought it was going to be more akin to whatever that fucking mystery, murder mystery train, Poirot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to be more like that and just quirky in its style and fun.
The Oriental Express, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fact that it was doing more than that was a surprise to me. Like, Alexis came to me and said, hey, I really want to see Knives Out. Mm-hmm. We should go see that sometime. But I didn't know a ton about it going in.
I thought it was going to be a lot funnier than it was. And it was funny.
There were funny moments,
but
yeah.
there was some serious, like, kind of a like a bottom to it. And so they had two things working against it. One, people just hyped me, like, oh, this is the most fun. This is going to blah. It's going to surprise. And number two, I'd seen Parasite, which if I hadn't seen Parasite, I think just the kind of, like, class consciousness of the movie, or just the fact that it has you ask questions about, like, you know, my God, this poor Latina woman getting torn in all these different directions, would have felt more interesting to me. That's the thing. And I, like, man, I almost want to recuse myself because I was whelmed by Knives Out. I was not underwhelmed. I was not overwhelmed. It did not take me by any means a surprise.
I came out of
charming
it.
Charming and well constructed.
It was very.
And, you know,
it was a murder mystery that didn't actually matter if I figured out was the murderer beforehand. Like, you couldn't do anything to spoil the end of this movie. Because it's not ultimately about that.
No, it's a joke. Like, it's kind of a joke, the murder mystery. And it is a joke because, like, the guy wasn't, like, it turns out the guy didn't need to die. Like, his own desire to make his death into what? You guys are about to spoil it. Okay.
Oh, I mean, we're spoiling everything in this, right? That's what we do here. We might need to go back and record an intro that's a spoiler kind of thing. But...
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's what we do here. We have.
I mean,
to talk
I don't
about
think that's
things.
Even that big of a spoiler. But, like, the fact that, like, yeah, the central murder mystery is, like, beside the point. It's everyone's reaction to the thing and the family jockeying for position. And so I don't know. I like Knives Out, but I almost want to recuse myself because I feel like I had a couple things not in the movie's fault at all that went against it. Even then, I still found it very charming. Like,
yeah, I came out of it thinking this is what Rian Johnson was put on the earth to do.
Yes.
Not Star Wars.
That's the other thing. Yes. I felt very strongly that, like, oh, yes, I remember why I really like Rian Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's making movies.
I saw this 2 weeks after Star Wars, which refreshed my memory on The Force, or sorry, The Last Jedi. And so I was very much like, oh boy, I hope Rian Johnson, because I remember him from Breaking Bad. Like, when. Mm-hmm. And Looper, like,
Looper was really
good.
There
are so many Rian Johnson movies that I love, and just his style is great, and it really is in full form here.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Craig was amazing. Chris Evans was really good. Jamie Lee Curtis and Toni Collette.
There's not a bad performance in that movie.
No. No. Michael Shannon. Oh, my God. Don John. Yeah, there's everybody doing really good work. Okay, I don't know what to do with it, because I don't even like it better than Ad Astra.
You don't like it as much as Ad Astra?
No.
Damn.
And if Knives Out makes a top 10, I'm going to definitely put an Aaron asterisk that says, if you like this, or like Aaron thinks Parasite's better. But
my gut says we're overvaluing El Camino. But
I think we're entitled to.
Yeah.
This is the Baldies, I mean,
the
not
foundation
the fucking Oscars.
Bald move empire, such as it is.
Yeah. Certainly one of the cornerstones, anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, Knives Out to me is better than The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, but it's not better than Ad Astra. So, like, if it was me, I would do something like this.
Let's try it on for size.
Which knocks out The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind out of top 10, which I don't know is unfair. I don't know. Boy Harness Wind is really thought provoking for me because it also, like, it started to have me thinking along lines of, like, how much of our Western lifestyle is just total bullshit. Like, I see this family living in this dirt.
95%.
I see this family living in this dirt floor, roof, or house, and they're getting, like, opportunities to education. And they seem like they have a full life, and they're active in their community, and they're, you know, they love and support each other, and they're dirt, literally dirt poor, but, like, You know, it's like one of those things like, man, do we have things figured out? Like, that, and it's.
Yeah, I guess the question is like, does it devolve as quickly in our society when things go awry? Because there's a crisis at some point and bad things happen to them.
You're right.
Does that happen in our society? I don't know. We've never seen anything.
It does
that
seem
bad
like there's a lot more people with things 30s. To lose, and that has its own kind of like you know, gravity and weight and momentum that keeps like you know violent jerks
Everything's
and swings.
Great,
but also people,
until it's not.
Yeah, and also like you know, people fuck with Africa too. Like you know, yeah. We don't have outside actors like you know plowing up our country and taking its resources and its people in some cases.
And the inside actors too. That was a shocking thing.
Yeah,
the fucking guy who's running the trade operation there is, you know, just as corrupt as the rest of them.
Yeah. So I don't know. But on the other hand, like it was a cerebral movie that had me thinking a lot, but, and definitely, yeah, it had some emotional punch too, but I don't know. It's like, it's weird. Like,
yeah,
it's not better than any of the Cape shit movies, but then again it is. So,
right.
I hate that it's not in the top 10, but I think it's, I don't know. Like I said, I like Parasite better. If I had to recommend someone to watch a movie, it'd be Parasite over The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, you know? And I guess that's a good metric. Is there anything, if someone said, hey, I want to watch, I haven't seen any of these top 11, which one is the one I have to watch? Like, I wouldn't recommend The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind over...
Yeah.
Maybe The Cape Shit, if I knew a person just doesn't like The Cape
or
Shit.
Or Deadwood, if you've never seen the series.
Like. Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, if you haven't seen Deadwood... Oh. That's a question I wish I knew the answer to. How does Deadwood hold together if you haven't seen it? But then again, right. Like, who fucking cares? Because you could say the same thing about Avengers.
Yes.
How are we liking this top 10?
And El Camino, for that matter.
That's true.
Dr. Sleep. Like, does Dr. Sleep hold together if you haven't seen The Shining? Probably.
Yeah, I will say that El Camino, I think, holds together as a standalone film. Because you don't need to know about Walter, like...
I would say it's not as good.
It would kind of, yeah, I bet it feels a lot like a Quentin Tarantino film where it's like, you know, you kind of figure out like, oh, this guy was held hostage by these people for some reason. They're making him make meth. But I don't know. Maybe that's me apologizing.
I think Deadwood is the same way. Like they do enough flashbacks and enough foundational stuff in that to make it worth your watch if you're not a fan, but not nearly as good.
It's just cool to see Timmy the Oliphant like squaring off with
dude Fargo
Fargo season four. He gets to do it again.
Yes.
I hope they keep finding ways for Raylan Givens to be Raylan Givens.
Yep.
All right, so let's look at this top 10. Is there any problems that jump out here? Okay, I guess how much do you like Knives Out? Is it better than Ad Astra? Is it better than Dr. Sleep? Is it better than El Camino?
Man, it's pretty good where it is. I think as far as I would go is just swapping Ad Astra and Knives Out. Because
I can't say because like it's not even close for me.
Because like Knives Out, I don't think there's anything in Knives Out that stuck out to me and I said, ooh, that doesn't hang together. Whereas Ad Astra, like, man, he smuggles himself onto a ship and then kills a bunch of people when he absolutely doesn't like the way that those action scenes play out, everything but the moon rover scene. Like that moon rover scene is amazing, but like the other action scenes are weird.
Yeah, the monkey one. But like I felt like the thing about Ad Astra is just so much. I spent so much time in that movie just thinking about it and its premise. And
you're right, it's a very different film.
Yeah, it felt like I remember saying it's like an art gallery where you could just kind of like, you know, sit in front of the scene and think about it as it's unfolding. I don't know. I think I have a hard time putting it over Ad Astra.
Yeah, I'm
but
torn
again,
on those
I
too.
Had two big things going against Knives Out, my expectations and
right.
And
even I'm still torn on those because I love sci-fi, and it did a lot of sci-fi things very right. But Knives Out was entertaining as hell.
So
and ultimately,
are we,
does this matter? Like, what matters here? Our top five is what matters.
Top
ultimately?
Five is what, and really, it's the what wins. I'm kind of shocked that A Beautiful Day. I didn't think going into this, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood would win, but I'm having a hard time making an argument for any of the others above it.
I could certainly see you trying to make an argument for Avengers, but I don't know. 1, 2, 3 here, I feel pretty strongly about.
The other thing is, like, I was fully unexpected for how good Tom Hanks was, as I thought it would be distracting, but like, other than like the first 30 seconds of him on screen, once that happened, it's like it's the same way I feel like when I watch him playing Forrest Gump. I don't feel like I'm watching Tom Hanks. I feel like I'm watching this guy called Forrest Gump, and I felt like very strongly I was watching Fred Rogers.
When we get to best male actor, I think is the thing that we're gonna do this year. Fred Rogers, Tom Hanks' Fred Rogers is going to be high up there.
Well, but we don't do movies typically. We only do television shows on those.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's maybe we need to change that. But the other thing is, like, it made an effect on my life. Like, I was seriously considering over on the Swissbold side founding some kind of secular religion based on him, because I do think that's something that we're missing in the atheist secular community. We don't have a community.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of shitty, snarky, pissant message boards where we fight and break our arms, patting ourselves on the back that we figured out some fundamental truth in the universe. But then what do we do with it? We're politically ineffective. We have no sense of community cohesion, no sense of charity, no sense of, you know, like what it means to be what that tells. Not believing in God tells you nothing about what it means to be a good man or woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood a lot.
I did too.
So I'm fine with it being number one. I'm shocked as hell as it is that it is. I don't think, is this getting any kind of Oscar buzz? Whoop.
The artifice is revealed.
And the Neighborhood Oscars.
My retort to that is, who fucking cares about
give
the
a shit.
Oscars?
Oh, so you got nominated for actor? Huh. Seems like everyone just is talking about Tom Hanks' nomination on it. I don't want to. Yeah, fuck the Oscars. All right. Do anything else in the top 10? I'm looking at the top 10. I've been looking at it. I think the top 10 looks pretty good.
I mean, Parasite's the outstanding no to me because I haven't seen it. But that's fine. Stuff that I haven't seen will make top lists. Can't even see everything good that comes out in a year.
I'm close.
Let alone everything.
Like, one of big omissions here is Irishman. I still haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I will see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, don't release 3.5-hour movies before Christmas if you don't want to see
them. If I had like a 4-hour block to watch a movie in, I kind of would want to see the Godfather Saga edition. Because I've had a date with that for like 2.5 years now.
You got to be in a certain kind of mood to sit down for a 3.5-hour.
Same way, like I've been feeling the momentum build for a Lord of the Rings marathon too. And
Christ.
Maybe next Groundhog Day charity will do all the expanded editions, all of the Hobbits.
I think that's about enough.
You might be able to.
Blech.
Especially if Amazon gets started. If Amazon gets this first season of their whatever they're doing. All right, any problems? Are we good here? Do we want to like sleep on this and see if anything changes? Do we care about fixing the bottom half of the top 20?
No, I don't give a shit about anything outside of the top 10.
I think we're done. We're done with movies.
Yeah.
And if we come back, we'll have an addendum. So we'll see. Thanks for watching. Watch the Baldies when we see who actually wins.